SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The nation's gross domestic product grew at an annual pace of 3.3% in October, November, and December. But economist Stephen Moore says the news is not all good.
The average American has lost about 3% of their paycheck adjusted for inflation since Biden came into office. That is to say, most Americans are poorer as a result of Biden's policies.
That's economist Stephen Moore. He was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. Tesla is the latest automaker to announce a recall.
The EV maker is recalling nearly 200,000 vehicles because the backup camera may not display an image. The recall covers certain models Y, S, and X from the 2023 model year. All are equipped with full self-driving computer 4.0. The company says software instability may prevent the camera image from showing while the Teslas are in reverse. Federal regulators say it can increase the risk of a crash. Owners to be notified by mail starting March 22nd. Rich Thomason reporting.
CIA Director William Burns is helping President Biden with efforts toward a deal to release the remaining hostages held by the terrorist group Hamas in Gaza amid Israel's ongoing war there. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
President Biden spoke with Qatari Emir Sheikh Al Thani and Egyptian President al-Sisi. As a matter of fact, that second call with President al-Sisi just wrapped up here a little bit ago. To discuss the latest developments in Israel and in Gaza, including our efforts to secure the release of all the hostages taken by Hamas.
That's the voice of White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby. He told reporters this week that discussions about trying to get a renewed hostage deal have been sober and serious. He also noted that White House Advisor Brett McGurk is currently in the Middle East trying to work on a deal. The hostages were taken when Hamas attacked Israel on October 7th. This is SRN News. Persecution of Christians around the world because of their faith in Christ is said to be getting worse. Here's Michael Harrington.
At this point, it's almost not news to say that, but Open Doors USA is out with its annual World Watch List, and the numbers are worth considering. According to the new report, 365 million Christians suffer under high levels of persecution around the globe. Open Doors says 1 in 7 Christians on Earth are being persecuted, including 1 in 5 in Africa and 2 in 5 in Asia. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats in Congress are expected to begin 2024 by making a new push to get the long-dormant Equal Rights Amendment enshrined into law. Pro-life advocates warn the legislation would be a way to get around the Supreme Court's 2022 decision overturning Roe v. Wade. Some Democrats also think it can be used to defeat state laws designed to curb the LGBT agenda. This is SRN News. The U.S. Navy is starting to enlist individuals who didn't graduate from high school or even get a GED.
It marks the second time in about a year that the service has opened the door to lower-performing recruits as it struggles to meet enlistment goals. The decision follows a move in December 2022 to bring in a larger number of recruits who score very low on the Armed Services Qualification Test. Both are fairly rare steps that the other services largely avoid or limit, even though they're all finding it increasingly difficult to attract the dwindling number of young people who can meet the military's physical, mental, and moral standards. Keith Peters reporting.
What would you name a snowplow? Every year, thousands of Minnesotans answer that question. They vote on names for the giant machines that clear the state's roadways. Winners over the years have included Plowy McPlow Face, Scoop Dog, and Han Snolo. The Minnesota Department of Transportation expected to announce the winners this year, next week. This is SRN News.